Adelaire.
Hello.
Hello, Baudelaire.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay, thank you.
This is Amy Nelson with Local Splash calling back to follow up with you.
Oh, hey, Amy. Hey, how are you doing? How's everything?
Everything's going good. How about for you?
So far, so good. Thank you.
All right, all right. So they asked me to give you a call regarding the Yelp ads.
Yeah, somebody called me about the Yelp ad. I'm not sure if it was you or somebody else. I told him to call me in March. You want to show me? Can you explain to me what's going on? Can you explain?
Yeah, give me just one second. Let me pull your numbers up real quick because I know that we had spoken about it previously. And then I had you down to call you next week. So that's probably why. Let me just take a look. Okay. Oh, this is awesome. Yeah. So I had you down for the bow services. That would be for the carpet cleaning, right?
Yes, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. With the carpet cleaning, you're looking at about $13 per click. And that's going to be, that would be the package, the starter packages that we have. It's at $4.99 a month. So $499. It's month to month. There's no contract. We do ask that you give it a go for at least 2 months so that way everything has an opportunity to come to full fruition. But it doesn't take very long for onboarding. So I know that you're a part of LSA Google Guarantee as well. And the differences here is like with Google Guarantee, you have to wait for background check. You have to use license and insurance. You have to jump through a bunch of hoops. That's not how it works with Yelp ads. With Yelp ads, it's pretty much a 3-day turnaround, and we get those ads up and running right away. So with this, what's going to happen is if you choose to onboard, we can go ahead and get that done today. And then from there, what we do is we can get those calls coming in directly to you. So what you're getting is $400, $99 package, so basically $500, and then you're getting an extra $100 in Yelp ads with the boost promotion for the first 6 months. Now, the thing with the Yelp ads is that it's going to run the Yelp ads in the specific areas that you want to target in your surrounding areas where there's hot spots, meaning the specific areas we see of where you're targeting that have a high number of searches. So when somebody goes to Yelp and they're putting in your services, your keywords, it's going to ask them a series of questions. And it's going to narrow down the field. So for carpet cleaning, are they looking to clean the whole house? Are they looking to clean a couple of rooms? Are we talking about area rugs? Exactly what is it that they want cleaned? Do they need stain protection? Are they looking for steam cleaning? And when this request a quote comes over to you directly, what's going to happen is these series of questions is going to already be listed in the chat. So the request is going to come over to you directly. It's the client on the other end of the chat, and it's going to be direct contact. Your job is to respond to them quickly, obviously making sure that you get them the information that they're looking for. So if they're requesting a price quote, you would be able to quote approximately, you know, for a house the size of this, we are looking at approximately this much to this much. Things like that is what they're looking for. You know, we can have a technician out over to your place today around this time to go ahead and give you a review and let you know exactly what you're looking at price-wise. So when the message comes through, it is the client directly on the other end. It is done primarily through the Yelp messaging app. So when those come through, you're expected to respond within 10 to 30 minutes just to make it a quick response time. In addition to that, you can also receive actual phone calls from the Yelp listing as well as website visits. The clients who are using the Yelp messaging app, they're seeing about a 7 to 8 phone call weekly addition with this $4.99 package minimum. So they're seeing a minimum of 7 to 8 call increase in the first few days of getting it going. So
yeah, I have no review on Yelp, though. How does the review work? Because I got no review on Yelp.
Well, we also have best practices to help you get some reviews on Yelp. That is going to be helpful, but you don't have to have reviews in order to get leads. Obviously, it is going to help, but the leads coming into you are going to be because people's looking in your specific area. They're not going in and choosing you. They're looking for your specific services, and then we are sending them over to you with the Yelp messaging.
I mean, the Google review, does it turn into Yelp or not?
It does not, no.
Okay. I mean, I want to try it.
Okay.
Because Google Ads is working for me, to be honest. So, I mean, I don't want to leave it myself. You know what I'm saying? So, and,
yeah.
Okay. The phone call, I would have to go to the company, but if the message, the text, or the email, I would have to come to me.
It's going to be messages coming through the Yelp messaging app, and we teach you how to use that. So the first thing we do during client onboarding is we make sure that you know how to, we download the Yelp messaging app for business owners like yourself, and then we teach you how to use it because that is going to be the primary form of communication with the Yelp messaging. Phone calls is going to be the second highest form of communication, but the first and top form of communication with Yelp is going to be the messaging app.
Okay, that's it. Because the message, I want to handle the message, but the phone call, my secretary.
Right.
Handle that.
Yeah, absolutely. And we can definitely make sure that they know that. You know, and as soon as you get the message from them on Yelp, you can ask them for their phone number and go ahead and engage in a phone call with them directly.
Okay, no, I'm not gonna make the phone call. My secretary is gonna do that. So, like, cause I want both of us to have access to the messaging.
Okay, then you would just have her download the app. The secretary could just download the app and go ahead and get that going. That's not a problem. It'll be, in fact, what we can do is we can make sure, if you want, I can go ahead and set it up so that during client onboarding, you can have your secretary on the phone with you, and you guys can go ahead and he can walk you through how for both of you to download the app so you're both able to access the messages.
Okay, no problem. Okay. Let me try this. I want to try it. I want to give it a shot.
Okay, you're going to love it.
Because $13 is not bad, you know?
Yeah. Let me go ahead and put it in for you. Okay. How's your guys' weather out there?
It's raining. It's raining right now, so
it's
getting better.
It's raining over here in California also.
Oh, wow. But we had a cold winter, though, this year.
You guys had a cold winter?
Yeah, very cold winter. Well, it's getting better. The weather's getting better.
Okay. And I feel like they said it was going to be one more storm, right? Like one more big storm?
I don't know about that. I hope not. I haven't watched the news, to be honest.
Really?
I hope not, because it was too cold this winter.
Was it? How cold did it get?
5 degrees, 1 degrees.
Oh, heavens. And do you guys have, like, furnaces?
Yeah.
Or do you guys have, like, boilers? How do you guys stay warm out there?
I have a boiler in my house. When I'm home, I'm okay. It's when I go out because my equipment is freezing. They don't know work. The equipment freeze. When they're outside like that, the equipment, they don't work.
Oh, that's terrible.
They're still outside overnight. So when they want a job, they're not working because they freeze. You know, it's a problem.
Right.
So you gotta bring them inside. It's like we'll do double or triple work because if you bring them inside, so it's warm. In the morning, we got to bring it in the car again. It's we work harder in the winter.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, really. If they're going to freeze, they're not going to work.
Let me see. I've gone ahead and processed that. Hold on one second. Okay. Now, your onboarding appointment. Do you want me to set that for, I can ask the tech if he has time today, or I can set it for you first thing tomorrow morning at 10:30.
I can ask him if he has time today, because I'm home now.
Okay, let me ask him. Hold on a second. Okay, hold on. at Kyle Sideshow. Okay, let me just go ahead and add in these notes really quickly and get this last part going. I'm sure that he's going to do it. Let me see. Okay. Okay. I'm just waiting on these responses. So we're over here in California where it's pretty nice, but it happens to be raining today.
Wow.
Yep, exactly. Just today. Today's the only day it wants to rain. So
Let me one question.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't Yale make a lot of change, man? Because we didn't get a lot of call from this agent from Yale. I don't know why. Did they make a lot of change, man, in the system?
No. You mean you've been getting a call from somebody at Yelp, directly?
Yeah. They were, I said, no, because I'm not sure they made a change in the system.
Okay. Yeah. Dad, you don't have to worry about that. You just let them know, I've already got it taken care of. No, thanks. Because they want to sign you up separately, so you wind up paying them. That's just like a campaign that somebody's running differently. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me see.
So that means local splash for me.
Yeah. You've been with us for a while, so trying to get this going. Asking him. Okay. Why isn't it loading? Okay, let me go back in this way again. Okay. There we go. Okay. Here we go. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and schedule it now and see, because the call's pretty quick. Let's see, onboarding. And then you want them to call the number we're speaking on, 7873, right?
That's me.
Okay, one second. Okay. Okay, I've asked him. He hasn't fully responded, but if he can't call you back today, I will call you back and let you know in just a few minutes. I'm pretty sure he's going to say yes, though, okay?
No problem. That sounds good. I'll be waiting.
Okay. If not, we'll get you going tomorrow morning first thing. I'll talk to you soon.
Tomorrow's not.
Okay. Bye.